Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 3rd of July 2025. Today's topic is the Spirit-led steward. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 8 verses 5 through 13. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Verse 8. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man, called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 8 verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Duncan Campbell said, It is the signature of the Holy Ghost upon our work and witness that makes all the difference. Philip, led by the Holy Spirit, preached the gospel of the Messiah in Samaria, displaying miraculous feats that captivated everyone, including Simon the sorcerer. His message of God's kingdom and Jesus Christ led to many being saved and believers baptized, including Simon. When you are led by the Holy Spirit, like Philip, sharing the message of Jesus will have a tremendous impact on people's lives, as demonstrated by Simon's conversion, from a sorcerer to a believer. The preaching of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ will transform the people's hearts. The Holy Spirit's power allows believers to demonstrate God's power through signs and wonders. To be a Spirit-led steward, you must believe in the gospel's transformational power and experience a genuine transformation of heart and life to become a child of God. Then, you can preach the word of Jesus with boldness and humility, fully trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit for the miraculous. Quote for the day. Preach the word of God with boldness. The challenge for today is, let the Holy Spirit make a difference in your life. Prayer. O Holy Spirit, fill my heart and lead me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.